If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
I can't believe it. I'm about to mention Thanksgiving. It seemed just like yesterday when I was saying Happy New Year to all of you. I don't know what happened, but it is almost Thanksgiving, or at least we're getting there. You know what that means? That means the National Dog Show presented by Purina. I'll tell you, the audience gets larger every year for that dog show. It follows the Macy's Parade on NBC. And the millions, I mean, some crazy number, like 12 million or something, people watch and that's a lot of people by today's television standards that are glued into watching the dog show. We'll talk with the broadcaster from day one of that dog show, David Fry. If there's a dog show, David Fry will be there broadcasting the show. And we talked to him. We've been talking to him for 15 or 16 years, as long as that dog show has been around, about that very dog show. Our dogs are living longer than ever before. And with that, and maybe for other reasons as well, we see more cancer in dogs than ever. And there are other reasons for it. I mean, one is we share the same environment with our dogs. So if we can figure out why we're seeing more cancer in people, we could figure out why we're seeing more cancer in dogs. But if we could figure out why we're seeing more cancer in dogs, then we can help people as well. I will talk with veterinary oncologist Dr. Sue Ettinger. And listen, this is a show about pets. I don't talk about politics, nor will I be talking about politics today, really. But in a way, I will. Because what's going on in Puerto Rico and what's been going on is shocking, and some of it's been avoidable. Where are we now? What's happening? I mean, this was already a place. The island had too many stray dogs and cats well before the hurricanes hit. Now what's going on? Well, there are even more of them. I'll explain why. And there's a problem there called leptospirosis. Well, leptospirosis, no matter where you live in America, is a problem too. But that problem has become almost at epidemic proportions in Puerto Rico. And I'll describe why. All of that, and most importantly, your telephone calls. I am a certified animal behavior consultant. I am here to help you. 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Let's go to the phones. And on the telephone now with friends in the background, Carolyn in Iowa. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, sir, very much. This is the first time that I've ever raised a cat in the house. I've always had a cat or two, and I've always had them outside. And so they've always, if they were pregnant, I didn't know about them, and they just had their kittens outside or whatever. and stuff like that, and some of them had their kittens down in a lower part of the basement window and stuff like that, and we lived on a farm and stuff like that, and they just kind of left, and the kids played with them. But I have this black cat. Everybody says she's in heat. She's done this 3 times. Now, is she pregnant?
What has she done 3 times?
She walks from the bedroom. We live in a 4-bedroom house, and she goes from the back door to the front door, and the front door to the back door. And all she does is meow, meow, meow. She lays on the floor and does all this squeaky stuff.
It probably sounds like that. By the way, the answer to your question, I'm sure, is yes, because a cat who is not spayed goes into heat quite frequently. It's what they do. I can give you the technical terminology and explanation, but the short answer to your question is yes. Now I have a better question for you. I'm glad, and by the way, thank you for bringing in the indoors. I mean, this is where cats should be.
Oh, yeah.
Much, much safer for the cats. You realize that now. But why don't you have your cats spayed?
I plan on it.
Good.
I plan on it. Now, the vet said I have to do it before the 12th.
Why do you have to do it by a certain
date? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No. Well, maybe he's going on vacation.
I don't know. I didn't ask him. I thought maybe is something going to happen to this cat?
No.
Don't do it.
Well, maybe he wants it sooner than later, or maybe he knew when she last went in the heat and when the appropriate time to spay. But in any case, spay your cat. That's a good thing. And you know what? For doing it, how about this? How about, I believe in positive reinforcement dog training and cat training.
Of course.
It's what I talk about. So we're going to send you a little prize if you promise me that you will spay your cat.
Yes. She's going to be a year old in March. And you know what I do? I get so tired of listening to her meow and cry and everything. At night, I stick her in a cage.
Well, I was just going to say, you're lucky she doesn't do it all night long.
Oh, if I left her out, she would. But now last night, or during the night, I let her out about 3 o'clock in the morning because I thought, all right, Phoebe, if you be a good little girl, I'll take you and let you out for a while. So
I
go back to bed. And so what does she do? She gets into mischief.
Oh.
She gets up on my vanity and she knocks things over.
And I bet you give her attention when she does.
Oh, I put her on my bed and let her sit on my bed, but then I'm thinking, if she's in heat, I don't want her on my bed. And I said, no, Phoebe, get off, you know.
Yeah, it's...
And so I couldn't stand it any longer. I put her back in the cage, and my daughter says, Mother, my daughter is a pet sitter out in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And she says, don't keep him in the cage. You know, I says, well, you know, all she does is make all these noises. And
well, you can solve a lot of this by getting her spayed. You're on your way to do that. Hold on. Check out our Facebook page. Yes, like me. I have a fan page on Facebook. I think that's what they call it, right? Are you a fan? I hope you are. Just go to facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. What's happening in Puerto Rico? I've talked to people there. That's not true. I've texted back and forth. So while I cannot have conversations with people I know there because their telephone systems still aren't for much of the island ready to do that, somehow text does seem to work, at least at some times of the day, depending on where you happen to be on the island. So I've been texting back and forth. I know what's really happening there, and I'll tell you about it next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I'm really not that smart. Yet, I was able to predict this several weeks on the weeks ago on the show when I said there's going to be leptospirosis big time in Puerto Rico. Leptospirosis is a bacterial infection that lots and lots of mammals carry, including farm animals, most of them, including horses and dogs. And lepto is communicable from species to species, including people. And it occurs mostly in nations where people bathe in the river, they may drink water from a river or lake, or accidentally even their hand goes to their mouth, and that's all it takes. That's all it takes. And leptospirosis in some people can be pretty mild as far as effect, but in people, the symptoms can lead to kidney disease or even shutdown of kidneys, and it could be pretty severe. The same is true in dogs. Some dogs seem to have very little or no effect. Other dogs may die, and people may die too as a result of this thing you probably have never heard about before, but now it's been in the news because there's been so much of it in Puerto Rico. We don't even know how much of it because still, even now, many medical facilities are closed or people don't have the wherewithal to go there. And if it's mild, it may not be diagnosed. But we know from even the instances that have been diagnosed, there's a lot of it in people. And if there's a lot of it in people, there's going to be far more of it in dogs. And the more of leptospirosis there is in the environment, the more there will be in the environment. So horses right now are desperate for any water they can get in Puerto Rico. They don't test the water first to see if it's tainted with a bacterial infection. And the same is true in dogs. And there are so many stray dogs and cats right now in Puerto Rico. Well, there always were. Birth control has been an issue there, and there's been an overpopulation issue of dogs and cats that goes back decades and decades and decades. And there are a lot of reasons for that that I'm not going to talk about at this very moment. But in addition to that, And actually, some of the dogs died. Some of the stray dogs died in the hurricane, but it seems not a significant number of them. So you still have stray dogs and cats on the island. But now people have left the island forever, maybe, and in large numbers. Now, while JetBlue, I understand, has said we will take dogs in the cabin at no charge, which is huge because a lot of the people there have very little money, and now they have even less. So that's huge for people that where they want to take the dog with them when they relocate to the mainland. However, some people can't get a flight where a dog is accepted and just wanted to get out of there, past tense now, wanted to get out of there so badly, or have left the dog behind or cats or cat because they don't much care. A pet isn't a member of the family. So for whatever the reason, and there are a variety of reasons, animals have been left behind. I don't care who you blame. Animals have been left behind. Where do you put them? The animal shelters, some of them exist no longer because the building was destroyed. Others suffered significant damage. So in many communities, there isn't a shelter now to put them in. They've become stray animals. So there are more of them than ever before. Now, I want to jump back to the mainland now. Leptospirosis is an issue here, too. An increasing issue in urban areas because it seems there are more rats than ever before. And they're a huge carrier of leptospirosis. Rats, actually, it figures, don't seem to get all that sick from leptospirosis. But they're really good at spreading it to other animals, including dogs. So your dog goes to drink from your poodle, goes to lick from a puddle, and the poodle licks from a puddle, or the little doggy bowl that the store means well by leaving outside for the dog, but a rat piddled in it overnight. Isn't this fun to talk about? And now you've got leptospirosis potentially if it's tainted water. In dogs, it can be prevented. I'm up here on my soapbox screaming this. Talk to your veterinarian about vaccination for your dog for leptospirosis and see. Your veterinarian will know if it's happening in your area, but I will tell you, Well, it's not at epidemic proportions in places like, say, Chicago or New York City or other major cities. It certainly does exist. And because a lot of different types of wildlife, skunks, raccoons, you name it, they carry, and of course, wild canids, coyotes, wolves, they can carry leptospirosis. It certainly exists in rural areas as well. So talk to your veterinarian about the vaccine for leptospirosis, and I hope we find a better way to support. And this, I don't even believe I need, it's upsetting that I even need to say so many months that, what's now 2 months after the hurricane, the second hurricane, Hurricane Maria, hit Puerto Rico, and I'm still talking about, I wish there was a better, more efficient way we could help. Coming up next, it is Mr. Dog Show Broadcaster himself. It's a niche that not too many people have, perhaps not too many people want. I don't know. David Fry, who knows everything there is to know about dog shows, will be on this radio show.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
And here I am, but at my side, far more importantly, is dog show legend David Fry. He will be broadcasting, well, any dog show you see. So if there's a couple dogs in the dog park, he will be there broadcasting that. No matter where you happen to live, there is David Fry and his microphone. And of course now at the National Dog Show presented by Purina, which you can see on Thanksgiving Day. You have become a part of our Thanksgiving. How many years have you been doing this, Dave?
Isn't that great? This will be our 17th year for the National Dog Show presented by Purina. So I've got a longer relationship with Don O'Hurley than I have with a lot of people, except maybe you. I think you and I have done things together for 25 or 30 years, too. So I'm glad you're going to be a part of it.
Well,
I'm see you out there.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be a part of it. So for those who don't know, this is a huge dog show. It's a benched dog show, which I want you to talk about just a little bit. What, there aren't many of those left. Explain what that is.
There's only about three of them left. I think originally all dog shows were kind of that way, that the dogs were there and they just sat on benches and people could walk through and see them. But over the years with our mentality of short attention span, people come to dog shows, show their dogs, and leave. A bench dog show, there's three of them left in this country, the one in Westminster and Philadelphia, and the Kennel Club of Philadelphia hosts the National Dog Show, and one in San Francisco, where the dogs have to be on their bench when they're not being shown, and they're lined up in alphabetical order or some such order that you can look up in the schedule and see that all of those beagles are going to be on row 12, and you can go by and see all the beagles and all the beagle owners and handlers and talk to them and find out some things about certain breeds that maybe you're interested in. So it's a great format. It's a great educational opportunity at the show, but also we try to play into that a little bit on the broadcast as well.
Yeah, you do. And all right, so let's say beagles, they're in the hound group. That's one group. There are six other groups. Give us the 101 as to how that all works.
It's like an advancing bracket in sports, actually, if you're used to March Madness or whatever your bracket of choice is. The dogs first compete. There's over 200 breeds that are eligible to compete. We may not get all of them at this show, but they compete first at the breed level. Let's say there's 40 Labrador Retrievers. The judge makes a number of awards through there, but ultimately he or she picks one dog to be the best of breed dog. So if it's a Labrador, they're in the sporting group. So the best of breed winner in Labradors moves forward and competes in the group level, the sporting group, where they will compete against other sporting breed dog winners like the Cocker Spaniels and the Irish Setters and other sporting breeds. We have seven different groups, so we're going to do that all day long and get into seven groups. For a total of about 200 winners divided among those seven groups. And then a judge will go in there and pick the top four dogs in each group. The group winner advances into best in show. So at the very end, those seven group winners come together. And by process of elimination, there are the seven dogs left. And the judge picks one of them to be best in show.
So conceivably in best in show, though I've never seen it quite to this extent, but there could be an Irish Wolfhound, which is the tallest, I believe, of all dogs, or the Great Dane, one of the two, competing right against the smallest of all dogs, the Chihuahua. How does the judge compare all of these different breeds, even among only seven, but they are all representing a very different group from one another?
That's it, exactly. And the way they do that is through the use of the standard, which is the written description of the ideal specimen of each breed. As you point out so well, you can't compare a Chihuahua to a Great Dane. You have to compare the Great Dane in your mind to the perfect Great Dane and see how close it comes. Compare that Chihuahua to the perfect Chihuahua, and whichever one of them best exemplifies their standard, which is written according to what their function is, kind of relating form to function and what their job is or was, then you pick your winner based on that, because you can't compare apples and oranges. And even within a group, there can be a great variation of sizes and shapes and coat and temperaments and how they're built as to how they're going to perform. So that's the judge's job at each point along the way, is to give their opinion of which dog fits best.
Well, when I think of panache, I think clearly of John O'Hurley and David Fry and Mary Carrillo, a part of the broadcast team. National Dog Show presented by Purina. When can people see that dog show?
It's from noon to 2 in every time zone on Thanksgiving Day. It comes on right after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We repeat on the weekend, on Saturday night. You check your local listings for the exact time there. But we had 25 million people watch this show last year, which is five times as many as any dog show in this country. So we're excited about it. We're in our 17th year, John and Mary and I as a team. And we think it'll be fun for everybody in the family on this great family holiday.
All right. David Fry, thank you so much. Your phone calls next, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
BizTalk Radio. is Talk Radio.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
He's dog's best friend, and cats too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Oregon, on the west side of the country this time. Janine, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good.
Good, good.
Just
what's
a little cold.
In Oregon?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you can look outside your window and see whales swim by.
No, I'm not on the ocean.
Well, move over there. It's beautiful. Where are you? Are you in the forest?
No, I'm in a bunch of trees. Maybe I am. I'm outside of Portland about 7 miles.
I've never had a caller call us before from a treehouse, so this is an honor.
Well, you don't have one now.
Oh, I thought I did. So what's going on?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with my kitty. She doesn't purr.
She what? Her purr is broken?
Her purr is broken, or she came without one. I don't know what.
So when did you get your kitty?
It will probably been about 4 or 5 months ago now.
And where did you get her from?
Craigslist.
And you got her when she was... Why did you do that, not go to a shelter? Or was she from a rescue? Or tell me that story.
Well, she was a rescue, kind of, because the lady was moving and couldn't have a pet.
Oh, gee whiz. All right.
So, she's a wonderful cat.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
She is good, but her purr is broken.
How old is this cat?
She's 7 years,
about. Or
seven years.
Okay. You know, some cats, first of all, cats purr for all sorts of reasons.
Is that right?
Yeah. And we don't even understand everything about it. I mean, we understand kind of how the mechanism works, but we don't understand all of... It is thought that cats purr to self-calm themselves. So that they purr when they're content. We know that.
Uh-huh.
They purr when they're happy. We know that. But they also purr when they're about ready sometimes to die. They can purr when they're in pain very often.
Oh.
They purr when they're learning new things sometimes. So there's all sorts of circumstances. And do you know how some dogs bark more than others do?
I don't know.
You've never had a dog?
Oh, I've had lots of dogs, but I broke them of that.
Oh, well, no. You think about it. Some will bark more often than others.
Yeah.
Now, some of that is based on the
breed. Some of them are little yappy dogs,
That's right. And some of it is based on the breed, but... Just the same way some cats will purr more than others. And assuming your cat is absolutely healthy, and I suspect your cat is.
I'm sure she is.
Well, you've been to the veterinarian?
The gal said she just had her in there and everything was fine.
Okay, so...
Her shots were all caught up and everything.
Well, I'm a fan of going every 6 months, and you said that you had the cat 7 months, and it would be good to get baseline blood work and everything with your veterinarian. But I'm assuming that's correct. Just for the purposes of discussion, I will assume your cat is healthy. So if that's the case, I don't know the answer except to say all cats are individuals, and there are cats that very rarely, if ever, purr. And we really don't know why. It doesn't mean anything about
it meant that she wasn't happy.
No. As long as your cat otherwise seems happy, is eating... First of all,
she eats all the time. She grazes all day long.
Is playing when appropriate to play?
Yeah. Well, she's not very playful.
Okay, so good idea anyway to get out or purchase an interactive toy. It could be a cat dancer for $2.99 is what I think you can get them at. That's that little, it looks like a hanger kind of thing, and it's got a little cork at the end. And the guy who invented that has got to be a multimillionaire. And
really?
Yeah, that's all it is. You can make one at home if you wanted to and take
I bought her some little balls that roll around the floor that have bells in them.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So you can roll them around the floor.
Yeah.
But an interactive toy is best. So a fishing pole type toy with feathers or fabric at the end, you can get them at any pet store.
Yeah.
And they're inexpensive.
Or make your own, huh?
You can, yeah. You can do all sorts. Take the tie thing from your robe and put something at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
That you think your cat would be interested in, and you can make that a toy. I mean, the great thing about having cats is that we could take household objects. I could do a whole 20 minutes on the toys we can make for our cats. But for you, I'd say an interactive toy of some type, you know, so you can unwind the hanger if you can and put something that you think the cat will go after, like a feather, at the end of it. And that's all these toys are, some of them. And play with your cat. Or as I say, you can get this stuff for $3-4, you know.
Yeah, right.
And do that. And see if you can encourage play in your cat. Now, that may have nothing to do with the purr issue or lack thereof, but it's a good thing that you're playing with your cat or at least trying to. And you start slowly. And think in your mind that the cat is a predator and this little toy is like a little mouse. So you hide that little feather behind or halfway behind a sofa.
Mm-hmm.
And you tempt your cat with it, you know?
Yeah.
Another thing to do, potentially, is a laser light.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah, just don't shine it in the cat's eyes. And if there's kids around, you want adult supervision when they play. Because you don't want the kids shining it in their own eyes. And the cats never really catch that little red dot, so it's good to put a little treat down every once in a while. So they do get something. But play is also physically good for your cat, beside being great mental activity for your cat. But I'm getting off on a tangent there. So why is your cat not purring? The bottom line answer is, assuming your cat is healthy, and your cat probably is, I don't know, except that's your individual cat, and it means absolutely nothing.
Well, what does it mean when they want to go outside all the time?
Well, that your cat probably has a history of going outside.
Well, she doesn't have any front claws at all.
I wouldn't let her out.
That's what I'm not doing, and she just meows and wants out.
So then what you want to do is you want to make indoors More interesting for your cat.
Oh, okay.
And hide different things around. So you say your cat grazes all day. So
yeah.
Put little treats in different places around the house. Put the food in different places around
yeah.
the house. So put them in little bowls or canisters or whatever you put your food
yeah.
in. And put them in different places. Make it interesting indoors so your cat is kind of hunting indoors.
You think she's bored?
Mm-hmm, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So the toys we talked about, put them in different places for your cat.
Uh-huh.
Make life interesting. Take out an empty box and one day put it in the living room. Next day put it in the kitchen.
Or a sack.
Yeah. One day put some catnip in there, you know. Make
yeah.
it really interesting for your cat. Ouch. Why do cats sometimes bite their people as you pet them? That doesn't seem to make any sense. I will answer in our email question of the week, and you can email me your questions. It's another way to reach us, and that is steve@petworldradio.net.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
He doesn't bite, and he's had his shots. This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I know you're thinking, oh, I missed an interview that Steve did. You can hear all our archived interviews on our website. That's petworldradio.net. And next week on the show, it is, remember Jay Peterman from Seinfeld? That guy, the guy with the amazing voice.
Well, I'm John O'Hurley.
No, that's not it at all. John O'Hurley will do John O'Hurley next week on this show. He is a broadcaster, as he has been for 16 years, for the National Dog Show presented by Purina. And something that is gaining more traction than ever before, and boy, I'm happy about it, don't declaw your cats. You don't need to do it. Now we have a new tool that's available to encourage our cats to scratch in all the right places. Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Teresa DePorter will be here to make that announcement about a product. Well, we'll save it for next week, but it's brilliant. That's next week.
Three simple words. You got mail.
Woo-hoo! You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my six-month-old cat likes to bite me. We only go so long before he starts biting if we're playing. Will he grow out of this? From Sandy in Minnesota. Well, Sandy, maybe, but probably not. The behavior. So here's what I want to know. I want to know under what circumstances exactly this is happening. So if the cat was weaned early, was taken in as a tiny little kitten and raised by you, those cats seem to have more of an issue in general, just speaking in general, because we can't communicate as well as a mother cat or siblings not to do this. So when a cat bites a little kitten, bites a sibling or mommy, mommy instantly communicates that's not cool in a way that the little kitten instantly understands. We're not as good at it. And what sometimes we do is we want to shake these little kittens or punish them in some way, and that actually backfires. It makes the problem worse. I don't know if that was the circumstance for you. Some cats just have, and kittens have a petting threshold. So there are cats that we can pet and pet and pet and pet and for hours. Cat still wants more. Other cats say, oh, 3 minutes, that's enough. I'm not taking any more. And they give us signals generally that we don't pay attention to. So the ears may go back. The tail may flick back and forth. The eyes may dilate. Maybe even the hair on the back of the neck of your cat goes up. And actually the cat's skin sort of begins to crawl. It doesn't feel good anymore. When those signals begin to happen, now is the time. I mean, what we do is we tend to say, well, we've always had cats we can pet. Or if I'm the boss, I should be able to. No, that's ridiculous. All our animals, dogs and cats, have individual personalities. Same is true for pet parrots and ferrets and even guinea pigs. They all have individual personalities. And at some point, we need to respect that. Now, we can train them to enjoy petting more. And I can talk about that, but we cannot force the issue without the cat finally saying, you know, I got to do something about it. You're not paying attention to what I'm trying to tell you. So pay attention, please. Stop if your cat, if that cat is offering signals to stop, stop. It makes perfect sense. Now, what can you do when the cat turns around and wants to nail you? Well, before that happens, ideally, stash some toys near the couch, maybe an interactive cat toy, you know, a fishing pole type toy with feathers or fabric. And before the cat goes to bite you, I mean, the more an animal or a person, I suppose, practices a behavior, the more the animal will rely on that behavior. So we don't want to see the cat get into the habit of biting. So before it happens, beside being bitten by a cat is no fun, it also impacts the human-animal bond. So before that happens, take an interactive cat toy, like a fishing pole-type toy with feathers or fabric, or something the cat can bite on, and give the cat an alternative, a suitable, appropriate alternative. Make sure this cat has lots of enrichment, lots of things to do in the home, and also lots of playtime. Sometimes for these cats that are this young, getting another cat would be the answer, actually, because then they can rough and tumble and play with one another appropriately. But the secret is introducing that new cat in an appropriate way. And there may be other cats in the house already. I don't know the answer to that. Never use your finger as a play toy, because then you're actually promoting and supporting that behavior from happening. I like this idea. Taking a product called, your veterinarian will have these, CET Chews. They're great for your cat's teeth. Anyway, it's a dental product. And put them inside a toy, like a Kitty Kong toy or a small Kong toy for dogs, and let your cat bite at that, or a sterilized bone for dogs. Stuff it in there. And your cat will go after that because it's tastes like fish, and most cats love that. What's most important is never punish the cat for that behavior, because that will make matters worse. I know I've given you lots of information here, but hopefully it is a start. And I've given you lots of information, speaking broadly, because I don't know the specifics as to why this is happening or when it's happening, but I hope I helped you out a bit. You can email your questions to Steve at petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation with veterinary oncologist Dr. Sue Ettinger about dogs and cats and cancer, and it's something we still are hesitant to talk about, but we will next.
You can always email your questions to Steve at petworldradio.net.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is Tom Skerritt for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to borgenproject.org. That's B-O-R-G-E-N project.org.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Sometimes she is called Dr. Sue Cancer Vet. Sue Ettinger is here, who is indeed a cancer vet. And you're walking down the street, Dr. Sue, and you say, I'm a cancer vet. Do people kind of like back off a little bit? Here's why I'm asking. Is the C word, if you will, cancer, still as scary as it was, say, 25, 30 years ago, where people would whisper the word? Literally, they would do that.
I think the cancer word is still just as scary, if not. And one of the things that I always talk about is, you know, a famous star will die, and the, like, you know, the little ticker will be so-and-so died of cancer. And they don't tell us that maybe they were treated successfully for 7 years and tolerated treatment really well. So we just hear cancer kills, and that's what people think, that if their pet has cancer, cancer is a death sentence. So that's one of my huge missions, is to break down those myths and misconceptions about cancer in pets.
Well, let's start at the very beginning. Can cancer sometimes be detected earlier? And I'm asking because my guess, which you will confirm or deny, is that early detection in pets is helpful as it is in people.
One of my phrases is early detection saves lives. And so one of the cancer campaigns that I've started is called See Something, Do Something, why wait, aspirate? And for that, we're looking for superficial cancers. So for skin cancers and cancers that are right under the skin. And we absolutely know that not only does early detection save lives, it means less treatment, smaller surgeries for the pet, and better outcomes. So the gist of that program, if your dog or cat has a lump or bump that's the size of a pea, which is half the size of a penny, so really, really small, if you see something, we need to do something. What do I want you to do? I want you to go to your veterinarian and ask them to do an aspirate, which is a quick, simple test to figure out if they have a cancer or not.
So let's say that word again and explain what this
is.
So it's an aspirate, and what will your veterinarian do? And I also want to point out this is not surgery.
Nope.
And it's not really invasive.
Nope.
In fact, peanut butter on one side, if we're talking dogs, that the dog has the peanut butter, and on the other side, and it's quick.
Yeah.
So explain what this is.
I mean, it's the same thing when your pet, I mean, when you stick a needle in the dog to give them a vaccine, it's the same thing. We're sticking a needle in their mass, and we're extracting some cells out to look at under the microscope to find out if that tumor, if that mass is malignant, so is it a cancer, or is it something benign that we don't have to be as proactive for? So it's a simple test. They're awake. They're not sedated. It's very inexpensive. Actually, I will either do them in the room for the pet owners, or I'll take videos of them. And I've posted videos on YouTube so owners can see that the pet's just sitting there. They don't seem to care. And yeah, like if you could do things like give them treats fear-free and stuff like that while you do the aspirate, even better.
Yeah, so we're talking fear-free, which is something veterinarians are now doing. They're being certified for this as individuals. Soon practices will be. And the whole idea is that whatever goes on in that exam room isn't so scary.
Right.
And that can be done. And sometimes when you hear terms like this, pet owners get scared too.
Yeah, and that's why I take videos and I take pictures. And like I said, people can go to YouTube, you know, channels and watch it, or I'll do it in front of the owner if they're happy. Most of, you know, a lot of times owners get scared and they're like, oh, the pet's just wagging his tail while you do the aspirate. But again, the point is to extract some cells and then be able to say, you know what, this is a cancer, we're going to remove it, but we know what it is. Or this is something benign and we don't have to have it removed right away. So again, early detection can absolutely save lives, but we have to get over that fear of finding out our pet has cancer and say, okay, if it has cancer, if we find it sooner, our pet's going to do better.
All right, so I want to talk a little bit about that. There are many different kinds of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So just to say cancer, I suppose, means nothing to somebody like you, because there are so many different kinds. And some of them, many of them now with our pets, many have potentially very good outcomes.
Yeah, so if you get that horrible diagnosis that your pet has cancer, exactly that. It's important to find out which cancer they have. Maybe has it spread, how far advanced it is. But lymphoma is different than breast cancer, different than bone cancer. And even among the same tumor types, different pets can do differently. So it's really important. I always tell people cancer is an umbrella term for many different cancers. And the same thing in people. You know, some brain cancers are very aggressive and some are not. So again, we want to find out what cancer it is. We need to get information. That's where the power is. Get ourselves educated.
All right, Dr. Sue, people can follow you and learn more about everything that you're talking about. Where?
On my website, which is drsuecancervet.com.
Dr. Sue Cancer Vet, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next week, it's the great John O'Hurley on the show talking about the National Dog Show presented by Purina.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalk Radio.